Daesh executes some 112 of its militants, including 18 senior commanders, in Iraq's northern city of Mosul. The reason for their execution, plotting to overrun the so-called state of Nineveh. Mosul Operations Chief General Najm al-Jabouri has confirmed that 22 Daesh terrorists were killed by Iraqi Air Force south and north of Mosul as well. In nearby Salah Adin province, Iraqi forces backed by popular mobilization units are advancing in the districts of Beji and Sainiya, 170 kilometers north of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.
We are now in Al-Bujawari on the outskirts of Sainiya. We've cut off the terrorists from four different directions. Right now they are trapped within the Baiji refinery. They are positioned in sensitive areas. It could take some time before we enter the refinery, but our advances around it are swift.
In recent days, Iraqi joint forces liberated the region of Tal Bujrad. Tal Bujrad is strategic since it lies on the flank of the Daesh-controlled Sainiya near the city of Beji. Al-Sainiya is a base for the Takfiris to launch offensives and bomb attacks.
In only 24 hours, we managed to take control of Tal al-Bujarat. The district of Sainiya is under our nose now. We are very reassured. We know that by advancing towards Sainiya, the pressure on Beji will decrease.
In Salah al-Din's largest city, Samarra, Sunni tribesmen held a conference to reiterate their support for the Iraqi government and its forces. In Anbar, however, some 70 Daesh militants were killed in a major mop-up operation by the Iraqi joint forces in Ramadi's Barwana. 12 Daesh military vehicles were also destroyed in the operations. In Anbar as well, a senior Daesh commander was killed alongside four of his aides in the district of Al-Gharma, less than 20 kilometers east of Fallujah.
The recent advances come at the heels of major redeployments by Iraq's popular mobilization units on all fronts, especially in the province of Anbar. The vice president of Anbar's provincial council has pointed out that the battle to retake the capital of Anbar, Ramadi, will take place with the backing of at least three popular mobilization units regiments. He also pointed out that no American troops are expected to take part in the operation. Altaf Ahmad, Press TV, Baghdad.